Good morning and welcome to the morning news for today, Monday, December 28th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. Economist Kent Vital highlights calls for Dominica to implement a solid waste, solid diaspora policy and strategy. DFP believes environmental levy funds collected should be paid to DSWMC to help manage waste. DPSU heading to court with matters involving employees of the Public Works Corporation, the PWC. Trinidad and Tobago Central Bank governor fired. And Corsica march. Hundreds defy protest ban after Muslim prayer hall is attacked. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, and details of these and more stories are coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Fast Cash is giving away cash, cash, and more cash. Yes, you heard right. Take a Christmas loan in December and win up to $3,000 cash every week with payments starting all the way in January. Visit any of our branches and be part of Fast Cash Cash Marathon. Have a merry Fast Cash Christmas.
And conditions apply. Check in stores for details.
Welcome back. Economist Kent Vital says there is need for a solid diaspora policy and strategy here. Vital, who currently works with the Caribbean Development Bank, says the diaspora continues to play a very important role in Dominica, and it is important to see them as an integral part of the local economy. He says increased efforts must be made to embrace the diaspora in order to create a better Dominica.
The diaspora and gifts from abroad has played a very important role in Dominica and most likely will continue to play a very important role. But more importantly, I think we have to see the diaspora as an integral part of Dominica. We cannot look at Dominica as just those of us who are here. I think we have to embrace the diaspora. And there are other ways in which we can, beyond that, given the base that they do send money, they do send barrels, they do give support whenever there are times of need, like during the last after Erica. But I think there are other ways that we can organize and we can embrace the diaspora to create a better Dominica. And we
Meanwhile, as the effects of extreme weather changes become more apparent, Vital says Dominica's response to disaster risks due to climate change needs to be improved. He emphasized building wiser and stronger and paying particular attention to housing locations. Vidal says he is confident that engineering and environmental experts would be able to assist in structuring a viable response plan.
We have to build stronger. We have to think in terms of our bridges, how we do them. Our own houses, how we prepare for hurricane events. We have to build wiser in terms of allowances on riverbeds, from the river, not building on the river, or appropriate drainage when we do building areas that are prone to flooding during extreme events. So we have to think of a number of physical responses, and the engineers, I'm sure, and the environmentalists would be in a very good position to advise on the kinds of physical responses in terms of.
And the Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary Johnson Boston believes that funds collected from the environmental levy should be paid to solid waste management in order to help them be better equipped to take on their waste management tasks. Boston hopes to see improvements not just in waste management measures proposed by government, but also in increased resources for the corporation.
We have the environmental levy.
Right.
And I believe that money should have been paid directly to the solid waste.
Right.
So they could be better equipped in terms of resources, because why you have people collecting your garbage and they do not have proper trucks, they don't have proper gear, proper equipment, and you may at the end of the month only be able to pay them on time. And these are the very persons who have to go there and collect all of these, you know, garbage and dispose of. So I think apart from the measures that the Prime Minister spoke of, all of these things are things that we would like to see improved.
That was DFP's General Secretary Johnson Boston. And Dominica's Director of Public Prosecution, DPP Evelina Baptiste, has acknowledged that 2015 was indeed a challenging year for her office, and increases in sexual offences was a major concern among other crimes. Addressing a National Security Ministry year-end briefing last week, the DPP said, "We are concerned about the increase in sexual offences, as well as other crimes such as burglary, which is probably the second fastest growing crime being committed in Dominica." She said, "Notwithstanding the challenges, we worked hard throughout the year to really execute our constitutional remit, which is the control of prosecution." She pointed out that crimes affect the country's economic and social development. If you have too many burglaries or other crimes on business places, they probably will end up shutting down, Baptiste explained. "For people who may want to come and invest in Dominica, this is one of the things they look at," she added. "We have issues with the status of the law and maybe with some of the systems that we now use, and we are hoping that matter can be revisited, especially the matter of sentencing. I have heard the public talk a lot about sentencing that criminals get. This is an issue that is pressing, and especially as it relates to sexual offenses." Meantime, Ray Harris, legal advisor heading the Law Revision Office, said sexual offenses have become much too pervasive in Dominica. "Historically, you find victims are afraid to come forward because they are sometimes under tremendous pressure not to make a complaint. We have to deal with all of these things," he said. That the Ministry of Justice has put together a small committee to focus on sexual offences and work on ways to improve the law in Dominica. The committee is comprised of the DPP, the Chief Parliamentary Counsel, State Attorney August, and Police Officer Inspector Antonia Moses. "We have been working assiduously over the last month and a half," he stated. Harris mentioned that the committee is expected to provide a report to the Minister of Justice by the second week of January 2016. "I can assure you, when we are through with this process, our Sexual Offences Act would have been strengthened tremendously," he said. And reports indicate that Dominica's police chief, Daniel Carbon, conceded that increasing crime in Dominica is posing a serious challenge to law enforcement, as criminal activities have become bold and brazen. Speaking at the end-of-year briefing of the Ministry of Justice, Immigration and National Security at the Financial Center Conference Room on the 23rd of December 2015, Carbon described the crimes as complex. However, Police Chief Carbon promised the nation that the police force will do all it can to lawfully prevent criminal activities from happening and appealed to the public for their assistance. And in more news, referring to several incidents in 2015 where some of PM Skerritt's friends were arrested on serious charges by law enforcement officials, Dominican National and BVI prosecutor Clement Joseph wonders whether the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt may have the Midas touch when choosing his friends.
I think it was August 25th, the Prime Minister was in Malaysia with Ash, is his name, from Antigua, and or famous ambassador, is he an ambassador? Lapsing. And shortly after that, he's arrested. And they're arrested, rather, and accused of serious offenses. And then in May, on a routine stopover, he was introduced to this lady. I'm not going to try to pronounce her name. And shortly after that, she's investigated. I think the Prime Minister might have a Midas touch going. Friends that he meets very shortly thereafter, they come under serious investigations.
Meanwhile, Joseph is skeptical about due diligence having been conducted on ex-Nigerian Petroleum Resources Minister Diezani Alison Mudweke. He says evidence of her past alleged corrupt acts can easily be found on the internet, much of which should have signaled red flags before granting her diplomatic status.
The press release from the Prime Minister's office seem to stress about the amount of due diligence that have been done. But if you go to you just Google the woman's name, you will find that in 2008, she was subject to a Senate probe after it emerged that as transport minister, she had paid some 30.9 billion naira, I think that is the currency of Nigeria, which is equivalent to $263 million US, to contractors between 26 and 36 December 2007.
In more news, the government of Dominica appears to be finally weighing in on the issue of the quality of service being offered in the country. Lack of quality services has been an issue of concern to many here for quite some time. Numerous calls have been made from various sectors of society, including the tourism industry, for improved customer service on the island. Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit has now joined the call for the quality of service offered in Dominica to be raised. He made that call in light of what he says are increased investments being made in the tourism industry here. He said we have to change our attitudes towards providing service.
And so therefore we have to prepare ourselves to raise the quality of our service in Dominica if we are to sustain those investments, because we have to change our attitude towards providing service. Too many of us believe that we can treat customers as we wish. And when complaints are made by simply offering the person for a free meal suffices. We have to ensure that the complaints on the service that we provide can be reduced or even eliminated. That's the only way we're going to survive in the very difficult international tourism environment, because people have choices. And when they come to us, we have to ensure we provide them with the best service. So it is left to us to change our attitude, to think positive ourselves, to feel good of ourselves, and to recognize that the more people who come to our establishment, it is better for us, it is better for our families, and it's better for the country.
That was Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerrit. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leiter, says they will be heading to the courts with matters involving employees of the Public Works Corporation. The ongoing dispute between the DPSU and the PWC is over non-payment of salaries and social security contributions of employees, as well as the layoff of a number of employees at the corporation. Mr. Leiter says the situation at the PWC is quite unfortunate, and all efforts by the DPSU to have the matter resolved have been exhausted. He says the case has been reviewed with their lawyers and they are confident of a victory in court.
All of you are fully aware of the struggle that we have been going through when it comes to the Public Works Corporation. It has reached a point where I don't think the trust which we expected is there anymore. And one of the disappointments is those who are in authority, we don't think they have any empathy for the plight of the employees. Very, very sad situation. The latest is that we are going to court with the matter. It's not a matter of if, it's not a matter of, it's just a matter of when, but that it's not a matter of when, but because everything has been finalized and we have a number of issues. We have reviewed the case with our lawyers and we are confident of victory.
That was General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Economist Kent Vidal highlights calls for Dominica to implement a solid diaspora policy and strategy. DFP believes environmental levy funds collected should be paid to DSWMC to help manage waste. DPSU heading to court with matters involving employees of the Public Works Corporation. Trinidad and Tobago Central Bank governor fired, and Corsica March hundreds defy protest banned after Muslim prayer hall is attacked. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Fast Cash. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.